This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. As protests continue across the country, let's not forget, there's still a pandemic in our midst. Across the San Joaquin Valley and foothills, nearly 200 people have died out of more than 8,000 known cases of COVID-19. FM89's Carrie Klein wanted to know how reopening businesses and public gatherings are affecting the caseload in Kern County. She posed the questions to county epidemiologist Kim Hernandez.
So first off, how are you? I hope you and your family are all staying safe and healthy throughout all of this.
Thank you so much. We are. My family is well, and we are healthy and safe. Really appreciate that.
Okay, that's good. So I first wanted to start with a couple questions about Kern County itself. So I know that on the county health department website, new cases appear to have dropped off. However, I know that the Bakersfield Californian reported that caseloads actually rose in Kern County quite dramatically last weekend, just before the start of June. So what is the status of new cases in Kern County?
We are continuing to get new cases every day. It is on a slow sort of steady increase when we're comparing the number of reports we get. We know that the data gets a little bit complicated to tease out because the way we are trying to report data is based on specimen collection dates. And so that is not necessarily the same day it gets reported out. So there are some delays and there's a little bit of reorganization that goes on with data in order to present it to the public. And so we do know that we continue to have more and more cases being reported to us.
Was there a big spike just at the end of May, beginning of June?
So we did see a number of cases that came through at the very end of May and throughout the beginning of June. We're continuing to see more and more.
I see. Okay. And so Kern County is in stage 2.5 of the governor's reopening plan, correct? So this is even after seeing a reopening of some businesses and offices throughout the county?
This is during that time. You know, the reopening has been very, very recent. Our attestation was only sent to the state last week or the week before, I believe. And so we are still in the very beginning of that variance process. So we can't attribute it specifically to that. It is something we are trying to watch very closely.
So you're not sure where this spike may have come from, what may have led to this rise in cases?
Right. You know, there are a number of things at play. One of the big things is that, you know, part of the variance attestation and part of the county's ultimate goal was to increase testing availability. So we do know that we have stood up 10 community-based testing sites to make testing more accessible. And we know as more people get tested, we expect to find more positive cases. And so we believe that that has contributed to some of this, but it doesn't account for all of it.
And so Kern County had appealed to Governor Newsom a few weeks ago to rejigger some of his criteria for opening. This is before he had kind of relaxed some of the numbers he wanted to see. What made you feel, you and other health officials in the county, what made you feel that the county was ready to start reopening some of these businesses?
I think a part of that was communication our county has had with other counties about some of the metrics that were put forth originally and how they are difficult to apply to some of the larger counties. And so we wanted to have a little bit more flexibility at looking at the opportunities. Our county has worked very hard since the very beginning to mitigate the ramifications of COVID-19 and has been really forwardly thinking in trying to see what we would need, what would benefit our community. And we've worked really hard on that. At the time we're communicating with the state, you know, we felt well poised to be able to perform the contact tracing that's being asked of us, to be able to communicate with our healthcare community that a number of our healthcare providers had put in place several steps to help make sure that we were ready and capable if there happens to be a surge in cases. And so all of those preparations sort of culminated in the general feeling in Kern County that we have been preparing for the opportunity to reopen more of the businesses and industries in our community.
And so, so as you said, there has been a bit of a surge in the last couple of days, though, of course, those data are still kind of being crunched. The tests are still being analyzed. I mean, how much of a surge do you think is acceptable before maybe changes need to happen in the other direction? I don't know what those changes would be necessarily, but what would be the red flags that would concern you?
You know, we are continuing to watch as the number of cases. What we're mostly concerned about is the number of hospitalizations, and in particular, patients who require intensive care. You know, in general, particularly with community-based testing sites, we're expecting this to find more people who have mild symptoms and that they can isolate at home and they can monitor themselves and their medical condition at home and be well. We are worried about the number of people who need to be hospitalized, and particularly the ones that need to be in intensive care on a ventilator, because we know that they're is a maximum capacity for all of our hospitals and healthcare providers to serve those patients. So that's one of the main things that we are keeping a close eye on to ensure that we always have availability in our hospitals and healthcare facilities to take care of patients, whether it's related to COVID or something completely unrelated.
And so I think some people are confused, not just in Kern County, of course, but I think that because so much is reopening and has reopened in the last couple of weeks, many people just feel that the pandemic is over. So, you know, what does the public need to know? Do they still need to maintain social distance if they wear a mask, or vice versa? Do they need to do neither? You know, what precautions do people still need to take when leaving the home?
Right. We continue to encourage people to abide by the stay-at-home order. There still is a statewide stay-at-home order in effect. As more industries and businesses are able to open up, we want them to follow the recommendations that have come from the state to reopen safely. This isn't a box we check to start throwing open the doors and welcome everybody back. We want to make sure all of the precautions are in place to protect our employees and our workers, as well as the public who we are serving. And so we want people to take that precaution. We still recommend keeping your distance whenever you can, but we recognize the need to continue to move forward as, you know, COVID will potentially be with us for a period of time. And so we want to start taking those steps and preparing other industries that have not been allowed to reopen yet, that they continue to watch for guidance and that they make preparations so that we can continue with our lives in the safest manner possible. We do encourage people to maintain their distance whenever they can, to avoid large gatherings whenever they can, because we know that in any situation where we gather people, there is a risk that we run of introducing COVID-19 into that group and potentially affecting people who are at high risk for the severe illness.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, large gatherings, you just mentioned, I mean, in the last week, we've seen many days of protests in cities across the country, including Bakersfield. You know, are you concerned about how this could affect the county's caseload?
I think we see this as a concern for any kind of large gathering, particularly when people are in close proximity. We want them to, as much as they can, you know, maintain that physical distance to reduce any risk of them transmitting, you know, the coronavirus if they happen to be infectious, or coming in contact with it if someone in that group is infectious. So we encourage people to, you know, to maintain their physical distance whenever it is possible. Where we worry about any type of large gathering that we hear about, we try to educate people before and after. Large gatherings in particular make it difficult for contact tracing if you don't know who you are around, for us to be able to reach out to those people to let them know that they may have been exposed and that they should stay home and monitor themselves for symptoms. So the bigger the group, the higher the risk.
And what about masks? Are you requiring or recommending that folks wear masks, you know, particularly in these large gathering scenarios?
So we recommend, you know, just as CDC and the California Department of Public Health have recommended, that people wear cloth face coverings whenever they are unable to maintain that physical distance. Obviously, wearing a cloth face covering or a medical surgical face mask is not in lieu of maintaining that distance.
Okay. Well, Kim Hernandez is Kern County's lead epidemiologist. Kim, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.